Michelle Sullivan, and you're listening to Swan Feather Radio, a podcast series about creatives, innovators, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders sharing their experiences in our cultural economy. For each episode, we pair two wonderful people for a conversation that we believe is important to share. We hear them discuss their work and creative process, what influences have guided their decisions, and those with whom they've shared their journey. Swan Feather Radio is presented in association with our friends at WeTransfer and Warner Music Group.
I'm Stephen Melrose.
One of my many hats. My major hat is managing Mondo Cosmo, who I'm sitting with right now, who's a guy called Josh, who I've known now for, I will say, 10 years. And I think, from my end of stuff, I come from developing and finding artists, particularly artists early, that I think require a level of maybe support that a label, other companies may not give them yet, and then get them to a place where there's kind of a plan and a strategy around what we're going to do musically, first and foremost. And Josh and I have been able to do this once before, and this time around with Mondo Cosmo, we're actually back in doing it again. I think it's a great testament to people. Maybe if you've known somebody a long time, you've gone through ups and downs.
Call their ex-girlfriend back up.
You know, it kind of is. You never know.
You never know.
And it kind of, this time maybe it's going to work.
This is Mondo Cosmo. We're in my studio, which is a guest bedroom. This is where I record everything. And my dog's in here.
You can hear him.
You can hear him panting. Mel's and I have been working together for 12 years.
Oh.
Through a bunch of different stuff. And we've been through the ups and downs. Right now, this is an up because we're having a blast. And it's just him and I. And it's easy.
And it's kind of interesting, I think, when you start the process of making records, which we've both done, and I've come from record label side, continue still on that side, outside of management. And
yeah, well, it was cool because when we first started, you were at a label.
Yeah.
And then I was writing for your ECC.
That's right.
But like now we've both been through the war. Like you freaking ran Capitol. Like you've done this a bunch. I've been through a lot. I've toured the world, and now we're back, and we both really are like have a laser vision of like what we want to do.
Yeah, great.
It's kind of cool that way. I love that.
So I was thinking actually, Josh, I mean, a part of it, you know, we're just talking about all the people, all the acts, and there's a level of like sort of averageness that goes on with some of the stuff out there right now. What about you? What makes you, what's going to make you different? What's going to do something that people are going to go, oh, what the fuck's this?
I don't know if it's going to be different. I'm not trying to be different. I think what people want to see is just somebody being real. I really think that's it. And just the way I've been doing socials lately, I've been like, I'm just going to say what I would say if they were standing right in front of me. And it's just people seem to love it. They're just like, they just want something that's real. And I think, honestly, I've been through a lot. I've been through, you know, the past 4 years, I've been working two landscaping jobs, and it's been hell, you know? And, like, I'm not going back to that. So whatever I have to do to not dig holes ever again, I'm going to do it. I swear to God. And it's like, I'm not going to be outworked. And, you know, I think lyrically, I'm really hitting my stride right now. And, but trying to do anything different, I don't know if that's it. I just think it's great having a working partner like Mel's, because we can go out and our best ideas come when we're like six pints in, and we're just
always
like, oh, you know, it'd be funny. He's like, or that's how we came up with the live show. That's how we've been doing video ideas. That's just like, you need that person to bounce stuff off. You really do. I mean, if somebody doesn't have it, they're successful. I don't know how they do it, because that's amazing. But I would imagine, like, all the greats, like, I'm sure Bowie had somebody that he just relied on to be like, what do you think of this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because his ideas, I mean, that's somebody that was fearless. You have to be fearless. That's it these days. You have to just completely abandon hope and just run into the wall. screaming hits.
I think you're doing something also. I think disparate artists, a lot of artists aren't. They say stuff, but it's all quite calculated and no one wants to offend. And you know, I just look back to like times when bands did offend or were kind of on edge or major. I don't think there's very few bands out there that would actually make your parents upset about you liking them. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? Mondo should have she's a little uncomfortable. She'd feel a little like I like this, but you almost want to like it and play it a little louder in your bedroom. So people are, so your mum and dad, like, do you turn that down? What's he saying? Just a little bit of an edge. I mean, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. But I think it's trying to, you know what I mean, fearless is a good look. And I think, and just not really caring. Because I think having been through it, I think you're not going to try to toe the line just to win for winning's sake. Yeah. I think it's going to be winning. It's going to be success based on the fact that you did it the way you wanted to do it. I think all the best bands have always done that. Yeah. I think the other bands are all a bit meaningless because they fade away into this a sea of normalcy.
Yeah.
What you've got with Mondo is swag, which no one has in that world because everyone's too scared to be swaggery. Yeah. Unless you're hip-hop, you can't actually do it because it's seen as being... I don't know why you can't do it anymore, but apparently you can't. It's a swagger.
It went out with the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah, they had that. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. But, you know, but you had to have success to do that. But then again, everyone else said, oh, well, they were successful. But actually, they weren't when they had the swagger. They had that before they even knew. You know, and I think that's what made them successful, too, because they had that self-belief. I mean,
they had that coming up.
Yeah, they were always like that. But that's why it's believable, because you watch them. And that's what you're doing. I don't think you have that swagger regardless. And I think, I think that's important because it sets you apart, like what you're doing, like in the visuals, everything we do, even the Mondo Cosmo t-shirts with Adidas and the logo and the Nike logo.
Genius.
Who the fuck's thinking about doing that? If I was in a bar, I saw somebody walking in with a t-shirt with a Nike logo, Adidas logo, and bearing in mind, we know both of those people very well, these companies, I was like, I'd want that t-shirt. So when we talked about it, remember, we were like, if we do that, we'll get a t-shirt done, we'll do both logos, and then what we can do is hold them up and we'll auction it, and whoever wants to give us the most money,
We'll scrape
Adidas off of it. Fuck it, Nike's given us 100 grand. Love you, Nike.
Yeah. We're still waiting.
If we had vinyl, we would sell. We even thought about doing a 6-6 Sputnik did this, so it's the 3-second gap between each song.
For a little commercial.
It's commercial.
It's genius.
Taco Bell, run for the border. Then they straight to higher and higher. Or Wiener Schnitzel, 99 cents on a Tuesday night.
We could record them ourselves.
If you're going to be consumerism, fuck it, why not? And again, it's that rock and roll swindle a little bit. It's like that, like what we're doing. It would try to be quite cool, but it's also a little bit like, you don't care.
Radio is supported by WeTransfer. They help us with providing the easiest way to send large files to our creative community. WeTransfer uses its wallpaper background to support a diverse cross-section of talent, and you can learn more at WeTransfer.com.
Remember, you were actually working. I mean, your landscaping job had you down in Santa Monica, literally outside Universal.
Oh my God! There's been so many of those moments lately where it's like I was landscaping outside of the big globe outside of Universal Records last year. I was landscaping at USC, and now I'm getting ready to do a performance with a marching band. Paid for by Universal. But I went there. I had to meet with the music director. And I parked in the same parking lot I parked when I was working there. And he's like, text me when you're here. I'm going to come pick you up in the golf cart. I was like, all right. I was so emotionally like, oh my God, I'm in the freaking golf cart. Like, all I ever wanted was a golf cart when I was there. They had all this stuff. I'm like, if I only had a golf cart.
And then you had no stuff and he gave you a golf cart.
Yeah, and I got no
stuff. Go figure.
And... like lyrically, like I can pull at any time. I can just put myself in the position of like, you know, like in Higher, I've been digging these holes for these Beverly Hills girls. You know, like I can go to that spot and I can just pull from it where I think like, I get the same feeling, like, you know, when Springsteen, when I hear Springsteen, I'm like, man, I know what he's talking about. Like, I know the places he's talking about. I know the jobs. Monday morning, I'd have to get up at 4, have coffee. Mel's doesn't talk to me unless I have coffee.
Yep.
So I'd text him a picture
of the coffee cup half finished. I knew he'd had some before I called him.
And then we would FaceTime audio while I'm driving to work. The sun's not up yet. And then I proceeded to work. Then I'd get home around 4 something. And then I would take a nap for like half an hour. And then I'd come in here and just slug it out until I couldn't stay awake.
Music Group is home to many of our favourite artists, including Ed Sheeran, 21 Pilots, Party Next Door, and the Black Keys. You can learn more at WMG.com.
So, what do you think? We're getting away with what we've got so far, which is brilliant, and all the video, all the stuff for this year. What about next year? You know, if we can, or in your head, what you thinking should be the next adventures creatively that we should be doing?
I think musically we just keep evolving, especially with, like, you know, when I sent you Automatic's like 10 days old, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's like...
That's next
if
year.
If that's where we're going, I'm fine. Music is the easy part. We want to play A Woman's Prison.
Yeah, which we should absolutely do.
Which we're working on.
Yeah, which we are. We think it'd be great. It ties in. It's like Folsom Prison Blues meets these Oranges and New Black. And no one plays women's prisons.
Nobody plays prisons anymore.
I don't understand. I think we'd rather go down in a ball of flames slightly on this than try to just toe the line completely and it'll just get a little boring.
Our mantra has been, if we're going to mess up, let's mess up epically.
Yeah. It's like, it's a bit kind of like The Clash and the Pistols was Great Rock and Roll Swindle a little bit. It was like, you know, these ideas aren't particularly genius, but they're just not everything else. I think in a sea of artists, for my end, I've worked with over the last 15 years, I just find a lot of the time, or not even work with who I know, are great, very talented human beings and, you know, way more talented than I am, but I just find a lot of the stuff that goes on, it's all quite by the book. Everyone's really polite. No one's scary anymore. Artists are actually, I'd say there used to be a time when actually artists were like, you know, you meet that band, you're like, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to punch me in the face or not. Mm. You know, it's that. They don't do that anymore. They're all pretty boring. Songs are all written by the same 5 people, and it's all just a bit cookie cutter. And I'm probably just ruining a lot of things by saying this, but and for my managerial side of it, for Josh and I, having been through it, why would you not just want to shake things up a bit? And wouldn't it be amazing if it actually had a song that did quite well? It was written and produced by the same person.
Yeah,
it's a crazy idea.
It's a crazy idea.
But we're gonna try it. But
no, that's why we're not recording in a studio. Like we keep it here in this little room because if I go in with a band into a studio, it's just gonna be like a good rock and roll record. But if I'm here and I can mess around and I'm limited in what, you know what I mean? Like Beatles did their best stuff with 4 tracks. You know what I mean? It's like you got it. Like,
yeah.
I only have a certain amount of tracks I could do with this setup.
And
so.
The loops and things like that you're forced to use because there's no drummer. It actually gives it a groove that we wouldn't get if a drummer was in the room because it'd become like a rock thing as opposed to it falls more into like a Beck or Gorillaz-y thing where it's like kind of like white boy hip hop a little bit, in a better word. Yeah.
We're coming up on a year.
Yeah. We got signed.
I didn't think... Like, I knew the song was the charts and stuff. I'm like, are you serious?
That's good.
Know. I mean, I think, like we said, you and I can come up with terrible ideas.
All day.
Right. So if...
As long as the label can continue funding them.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday was nice. We saw the Sirius.
That was cool.
Alt Nation playing the song. I guess there's little wins. The honeymoon phase, which hopefully lasts forever. As an artist, everyone's new, and the first time we play.
But it's also nice because you and I have been through so much shit.
We can take it.
Like, we're like actually having a little success here, and it's like, this is fun. Like, yeah, we're having fun with it.
We're enjoying it, and I can't wait. Like, you know, we've got Lollapalooza next year, and Governor's Ball, we'll probably do Glastonbury, that kind of stuff. All these bookings coming in now.
Well, I remember when the last band, when Mel Z got offered a job to go to Capitol, and that it was cool because it wasn't a breakup. But I was just like, Mel, you gotta take this job. Like, my buddy's like robbing a bank or something. Like, dude, go. You know what I mean? Like, so that was cool, like, in the sense that I was psyched for him. I really was. But at the same time, it was like, it came right when we were probably, it was probably right when about when we got dropped.
It did.
And you took care of looking after us, getting out and stuff, which was awesome. But, like, that was like, I'm like, oh man, like, I gotta start over again. It wasn't even starting over. It was just like, we have to do this again. And we would go on to self-release and get some syncs and stuff like that. We're functioning band for sure, but that moment of just being like, that sucked when I lost Mel's, and I was never gonna bother him again with work stuff unless I knew I had a tune. And so that, I mean, it was probably like 6 years later when I came up with Sean.
Yeah, well, we saw each other, we don't drink things, like, we were still friends and all that, but yeah, that was tough because it was like we put a lot into that record, and because it's like first world problems, everyone puts a lot into the records, you'd hope so at least.
Yeah.
Actually, some of the records I hear, I doubt it. But I think, yeah, that was hard. It was hard because we were mates as well.
Yeah.
And I do think people who get the most successful sort of these collaborations, like creative business, there's got to be a level of the people who actually collaborate have got to go on. There's got to be a synergy about the creative process,
yeah.
Or else you're fucked. I think you can't have somebody sitting and walking in there with a bat in their hand and and a briefcase and other, like, you know, like the '70s. It doesn't work anymore. That's just stupid. I think it's got to be a little bit more like two people figuring shit out as they go along, because no one knows what they're doing.
But you also need somebody to be like, "That's a terrible idea."
Yeah,
you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the other day, I was like, I had to do this acoustic thing, and I was putting on a harmonica. He's like, "Nah, are you wearing that?" I'm like, "Nope."
Nope.
You know, like, I need that because you don't know. You need to have somebody being like, but we're both so in tune with what we want to do. We want to be great. I really think we want to be great. And we are putting in the effort and the ideas. I mean, I've toured for so many years. I've played every little club, I've opened up for every band, and I just honestly feel like this is my time. I want to be on the main stage of Coachella when the sun's going down, and I want to put on shows that people remember forever, and I want to write songs that people get married to and fall in love to. Like, that's, I want to be the best, and that comes from working terrible jobs and just being like, I'm ready, put me in a room with them, you know what I mean? I am ready.
Yeah, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, 20%.
Fine, thank you very much.
Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. I've come to you in search of something I've lost.
I'm Michelle Sullivan, and you're listening to Swan Feather Radio.
Shine down a light on me, and show a path. I promise you I will return if you take me back. Let them get high, let them get stoned.